Oscar. Let's do this. I think we're going up to Prairie View A&M University. Coach Northern.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
All right, Coach. I know you're still celebrating your victory and getting ready for your next football game. We've got Coach Northern of Prairie View A&M University on the line with us. And, Coach, we've also got Craig Shelton here from the Houston Media Watch. And congratulations. You were behind 34-20. Share with the listeners what you and your staff told your team as you all struggled to get back in a game against Texas Southern University before a packed house this past weekend.
The biggest thing we told them was just hang in there, and plays were there to be made, and we had a lot of time left. You know, with the pace of our offense, we knew we had a good bit of time to come back and make some plays. Now, you know, like I say, never, I don't think anybody on our sideline wavered. You could sort of see, and in my opinion, some of the Texas Southern players getting a little bit winded, and our guys were as well, in particular on the defense side of the ball, because I mean, you know, I got tired of hearing move those chains. I tell you what, I woke up Sunday morning to my four-year-old son saying move those chains, and I'm like, Adam, that's not a good thing to be saying. But you know, at no moment did I think anybody on our sideline think that we were going to lose that football game. I think some of the fans were like, man, we down 14 with a young quarterback, a young team, but as a team and as a coaching staff, we just kept on plugging away. And lo and behold, we came up with a last-second kick to ice the ball game for us.
And that was one of the things I was telling the listeners earlier, being on your sideline when you were down 34-20, that was one of the things that impressed me about your team. You all didn't give up. You could still feel the confidence that you all thought you could come back and win the game. Where does that start? Did that start with the fact that you, most of those guys over there had never lost to Texas Southern before? Was it a combination of that, the coaching staff, or just believing in yourself?
I think it's a combination of a whole lot of things. You know, looking back at the Bethune film, we saw we left a lot of plays on the film, and we sort of still had that feeling going into the Texas Southern ball game. But the biggest thing was I think our guys realized that, you know, as hard as we worked in practice, you know, we work hard. We a short man team, and we have some guys that's playing both ways. So I tell them, I want to make it hard for you to quit. Despite whatever the score is, I want to make quitting the toughest thing you ever do in life. And I work them hard. And, you know, they kept believing that the fourth quarter that our conditioning was going to pay off. And like I said, no time did anybody think that, hey, man, we out of this thing. Because, you know, we knew we had been getting some breaks in the special team. Special team had kept us in the ball game. Mm-hmm. Defense started playing a little bit better. We might not have been stopping them, but they wasn't driving the field on us. And like I say, we started getting a break here and there, and you know, we sort of knew that they couldn't. We felt like they couldn't pass the ball that well, and if we start making some tackles, then everything was sort of moving our favor.
And Craig has a question also, but let me ask you this one: your young quarterback, yeah. You played him somewhat against Bethune-Cookman. You come back, you give him the start this weekend. Share with the listeners a little bit more about him. Who and where is he from?
Well, his name is Jerry Lovelock. He's a young man from Baltimore, Maryland. He came here last year, and right before the season started, you know, KJ was injured. And, you know, all the coaches from last year on the offensive side of the ball said that had Jerry been eligible, he probably would have started the first game last year. Now, he's got that it factor. You know, he like I say, he can lead people to do some good things, and he can lead them to do some bad things. But he definitely has that. Yeah, it factors, just like a guy with street cred, as you may say. But, you know, he has great leadership abilities. You know, he was taking some shots from the guys from Texas Southern, all legal, and at no part of the ball game did he seem fazed by some of the hits. He was like, okay. And he come to the sideline, what you say, coach? What you seeing, coach? And he takes coaching very well. But, you know, he is a gamer. That's one thing I can say about him. The numbers don't look good, but when the game was on the line, he made some plays for us. But, you know, he's got great leadership ability. Yeah, he's going to make some young mistakes, but, like I say, you know, he has that it factor, that credibility with those guys.
Okay. Hey, Coach, congratulations. This is Craig. I spoke to you with Raph last week.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. I was out there, saw the game. Want to commend the Prairie View A&M alumni base. Showed mm-hmm. well, and obviously TSU showed very, very well with their alumni base, and I thought it was just a good, clean atmosphere. I'm a local blogger here in Houston that follows things like that, so I got a chance to walk the parking lot and take a look at just the overall atmosphere. Talk a little bit about how you feel about that type of support, not only for the Prairie View A&M folks getting on the road, but of course a lot of your base is here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But talk a little bit about how much that means to you, knowing that you're trying to develop young kids and to get that type of support from your alumni.
I think that's a big thing. Like I say, you know, both schools are, you know, Texas Southern is a little bit ahead of us in terms of getting a stadium built, but that's great turnout, you know, in a high school stadium from both universities right across town. You know, it did my heart good to walk out and you know, have the student section sitting right behind our bench. You know, I look up in the stands and I see several members of our foundation that's helping us get the stadium built. I see our president, athletic director, all the coaches from the other sports supporting like a family. You know, several alumni that have you know, stood by us through the embarrassing loss of Bethune.
Yes, sir.
And it was great just looking up there, seeing all those purple and gold shirts in the stands when we come out to the fight song and running down the field, and then to see them still there when we were down 14 with 7 minutes left in the ball game and still cheering. You know, like you say, I thought we were going to end up getting a penalty once that field goal was made. I was hoping nobody ran out there and, you know, start pulling down the goalpost. But,
right.
I mean, that was great for both sides. You know, it was at one, to be honest with you, I was thinking about not having my wife and, you know, some, you know, female members of my family come to the game. But I think it was a great experience. I had some relatives from Louisiana that had never seen Prairie View play. And they just loved the atmosphere with the bands and all the stands and back and forth between the student section. It just was a great atmosphere. You know, you sort of get chills just thinking about how great it was.
You know, going back to that Bethune-Cookman loss, you know, sometimes victories for teams in the long term come in strange ways, Coach. I played a little ball. My brother's a coach. And I think back to when we talked to you last week and you talked about you were surprised that your wife and kid were there, still there on the bus. And I just kind of had you on my mind in a football sense. I really wanted to see how your team was going to respond. And just from a football sense on the field, they early on, Texas Southern was pretty intimidating with the way they were able to run the ball at you. And I'm sure they didn't catch you by surprise with what they came at you guys with. And coming off a loss like that to Bethune-Cookman and then getting pushed around inside early, because if you want to demoralize a football team, you run the ball right at them. But then you get the big play with the kick return, but Texas Southern continues to run that ball and push that ball down your throat. But then I started to notice that, wait a minute, Texas Southern is not going to throw the ball tonight. They ended the game with only 7 pass attempts on the night. And to see your team that you questioned after last week's game, you questioned their mental toughness being so young, and to see them lose like they lost to Bethune-Cookman, then come back, start off and struggle early in that game, and then hang in there mentally the way they did. Coach, talk about how proud you are of those kids and the way that they played and finished that ball game.
Well, and that's one of the biggest things I told them after the game. It's not about me as coach. I tell my players all the time, coaching is highly overrated. If you have motivated, talented players, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win. When your guys are unmotivated or you may lack talent in certain areas, a lot of times you're not going to win that ball game, no matter what you do from a scheme standpoint. But I thought we did a great job. Special teams kept us in the ball game. You know, my younger brother and Gabe Northern and Brian Morgan really coach our special teams. And we preach it at the beginning of the practice, at the end of practice, just about no matter how much time I give them for special teams, is always, coach, can we get 5 more minutes? And I grew up as a special teams coordinator, first job I had on a collegiate level, so I understand the importance of it. But, you know, the biggest thing was it definitely was a team effort, and those guys easily could have tucked their tails after the way Texas Southern was, you know, running the ball. We had, you know, a guy get carted off trying to make a tackle. We had another young man receive a concussion trying to make a tackle on that fullback. But that was an outstanding ball club. If you look across the field, you know, those were some outstanding athletes that we were looking at. You know, offensive line, you got to take your hat off to Coach Manny and that fullback they have over there at Texas Southern, because, you know, like I said, I might have could have got 100 yards running behind those guys. But like I said, at the end of the day, I think they were sort of one-dimensional and were not able to throw the ball, and that sort of played into our hands towards the end of the ball game, though.
Now, this week up at Prairie View on Saturday starting at 6 o'clock, you have an Arkansas Pine Bluff team that beat Alcorn State 27-20 this past weekend. and talk about that game for a moment and invite everybody out.
Like I tell my guys, you know, that Texas Southern game, I talk to them about hunting that rabbit in the bag. You know, we done smelled it now. Let's go get back in this briar patch and let's go to work and find us some more rabbits. So when it's all said and done, you know, we can eat pretty good. That's what I talk to them about. Let's get back to work, getting that briar patch, going to class, going to your workouts on time, getting the practice on time, getting the study hall on time. So those are things that we sell into our guys. And at the end of the day, all we talk about is winning one in a row. You know, I'm not interested in the streak. I don't keep much up with how our schedule, who we play from week to week. I try to take things one at a time. We talk to our guys about winning one in a row more than we do winning the SWAC championship. But I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be our home opener on the hill. I think a lot of people are going to show up, you know, coming off that Texas Southern victory. Both teams are tied for first place in the SWAC, even though it's early in the year. And we'll take that. But I look forward to the challenge of them coming to town, and I look forward to us getting back to our winning ways at home. You know, we had went about 5 years without losing the game here. And like I talked to our guys, hey, we're not going to let nobody come in our house and take our remote and put their feet up on our couch. Now, it may not be the best couch. It may not be the best TV, but, you know, we ain't going to just let somebody come in here and just take and use what ours. But I'm looking forward to seeing all the purple and gold as we run out from the Baby Dome to the field on Saturday. And, you know, hopefully we go 2-0 in conference and get ready for the next one after that.
And you mentioned this earlier. You had two key injuries. One looked very grim. You had a young man who was ambulanced off the other night, but I understand everything worked out well. Who was he? I understand he got out of the hospital the same night.
Yes, sir. His name is Brian Medlock. He's actually a walk-on that started as safety for us, and he was injured. It was more like a whiplash concussion. And, you know, now when you're dealing with concussions and whiplash and neck injuries, you a little bit more cautious than they were, you know, in the olden days. Say, when I was playing, you know, it's like, hey, man, get on up. You know, we slowing the game down. But I tell you what, we had some, you know, I think we might have got a group discount rate at the hospital after our first two games. But like I say, and I'll tell our guys that get a chance to play, hey, you know, you have a responsibility to those guys whose place that you're taking at. You know, we expect you to step up and do the things that you said you can do. If you're a linebacker and you're playing in the game, we expect you to fill holes and make tackles just like the guy that was in front of you. And like I say, now we get a chance to see some of those guys that in the back at practice talking about they getting messed over, a coach don't like me, you know, now they getting a chance to show what they can do. So, but we look forward to, you know, we going to, you know, pray our guys up and hope they heal. But if not, like I say, we're not going to make any excuses for the guys that we don't have.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you very much. Congratulations again. And we look forward to another PV win this weekend up on the hill.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Mr. Kurt.
Okay, and